This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A vacant old home on Highway 25 at Locust Grove, adjacent to the Batesville Speedway, was destroyed by fire Friday night while racing was going on next door. And today, authorities say witnesses told them they heard a loud explosion and then the fire started. Police say a possible suspect is known in the case. The home was known as the old Winston family house. Authorities said there was no electrical service to it. It had been vacant for some time. The house was a total loss, with only the chimney and a small section of one wall left standing. The Deschey Fire Department was called to the scene around 9:30 Friday night. A longtime Batesville businessman was named Friday night as King White River during this year's White River Water Carnival in Batesville. 75-year-old Verl Bud Shreve received the honor that's given annually to recognize an area man who has made significant contribution to the community and the annual water carnival. Shreve graduated from Court Charlotte High School in 1952 and went to work for International Shoe Company in Batesville that same year at the age of 16. He has served in the Army National Guard, been an agent for Union Life Insurance Company, and currently an agent for Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. He and his wife, Sarah, of 52 years, have one son, Mark, who is in business with his father at S&S Liquidations. Shreve has been an active community member, serving as president of the Batesville JCs in 1966-67 and vice president of the Arkansas State JCs the next year. He also was president of the Batesville Rotary Club, received the United Way Community Service Award, the JCs Distinguished Service Award, the Batesville Kiwanis Club Citizen of the Year Award, and then several awards associated with a program he started years ago called Christmas Brings Hope. He served as chairman of that program for the first 6 years. Christmas Brings Hope provides over 1,000 food baskets during the Christmas season to less fortunate area families. Shreve said, quote, "Since my time, Ted Hall and Arthur Montgomery have done an excellent job with the program. I love it because so many county citizens work together to accomplish a goal." Shreve added, "Helping your neighbor is the Arkansas way." Shreve is a member of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Batesville. Speaking of the Water Carnival, the Chamber has announced the Water Carnival Parade Float winners in the commercial group. First Community Bank took first place and Subway Eagle Mountain second place. And in a group that contains nonprofits, civic organizations, and religious groups, the Humane Society of Independence County took first place and Batesville First Church of the Nazarene Vacation Bible School, their second place winner. There was minor damage resulting early Friday evening when a fire broke out at Flowers Bakery in Batesville. The president of the company, Barry Hammers, said the fire was contained to a small area of the bun line and was created when a crew was doing welding repair on a piece of equipment. He said employees pretty well had the fire out by the time the Batesville Fire Department responded. He said the bread line was not affected by the fire. Hammer says he was pleased to see the company's emergency plan work well, with employees being quickly evacuated from the building and the shutdown process following. He said no one was injured. Flowers Bakery employs just over 200 people. Dateline Melbourne, where Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence issued a warning today for people to beware of unsolicited home repair and maintenance offers. The sheriff said a Melbourne woman in her 80s reported that three men came to her house offering to power wash the home for $150, which, according to the sheriff, was excessive in itself. One of the three men involved in the work assisted the lady in writing the check, made it out for $1,150, and cashed it at a Melbourne bank. Lawrence said an investigation by his department found three Cave City men. The sheriff said the three agreed that the money should be returned to the victim because it was an obvious overcharge. The Melbourne woman got her money back the next day. But the sheriff said two of the men are persons of interest in another repair scam that occurred in Melbourne over the past few months. The sheriff said his department is looking at filing charges against the three involved in that scam. And the 2011 White River Water Carnival culminated with a Miss White River pageant on Saturday night, with the winner, 23-year-old Helen Wisner of North Little Rock, who goes to school at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. She also won interview and swimsuit categories. And the Miss Batesville was selected Friday night. That title went to 19-year-old Norma Lopez of Batesville, who attends ASU Jonesboro. And Batesville's outstanding teen selected on Friday night, 15-year-old Ashlyn Brooke King, who attends Southside High School. And White River's outstanding team, the winner, Sri Govindarajan, who is 15 years old and attends Little Rock Central School. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.